Welcome to the Eat Cleaner, Live Larger podcast, where award-winning coach, author, and former junk food addict Karen Nola shares her winning strategies to help you eat healthier, cut the crap, and create a life that you absolutely love.
See, I finally opened up my eyes, and I saw me coming back to life, that I'd be better.
Welcome to episode number 2, why you should know your deepest why before changing anything. So, let's get real right from this offset, because this is so easy to overlook. How many times have you tried to change your diet and it not worked? How many times have you felt bad about that? Probably the same amount, right? And we do ourselves a huge disservice in a lot of areas of life, actually, because when we decide that we want to change something, we tend to just dive headfirst into it without any kind of plan, strategy, or thought. We might buy a few new recipes, we might watch a YouTube video, or even a TikTok, right? And it's like, yes, I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to do things differently for the rest of my life. I'm going to shed 14 pounds in 3 weeks and I'm going to look like a supermodel in a month. And then it all goes kind of wrong, right? Well, the journey that I want to take you on across the various episodes and other things that I provide is a journey that will work for the long term. Now, sometimes when we hear things like that, we think, yeah, right. Or we think, well, that sounds fun, not. I'm here to tell you that making things fun is really important to me. And if it's not fun, I'm not interested. So I'd like to put your mind at rest right out the gate with that. Because if it's not fun, you probably won't do it either. And the last thing that any of us want is any kind of change in diet to feel like some kind of downgrade, or that we are sacrificing for the results that we want. So as I shared in my personal story, I learned, thankfully, that you can have the best of both worlds. You can love what you eat and you can love your body. And if you're listening to this right now and you think, I can never see that for myself, I want to remind you that I, at many points in my life, could never see that for myself too. But we have to be open. We have to be open to what we want. Otherwise, by default, we've closed the door to it. So today, I'm going to talk to you about the importance of your why. Your why being the reason why you want to lose weight or eat cleaner or feel better, or whatever it may be, in the first place, because we all have our reasons. Now, where people often come undone is their reasons that they dive in with are a little too shallow or short-lived. So for example, it's great to say, well, I want to fit into my skinny jeans again. I haven't fit in them for like 2 years and it's driving me crazy. Now that is definitely a why. But is it going to serve you for the entire rest of your life? Probably not. Not unless you're in and out of those jeans like the proverbial fiddler's elbow, right? You have to have more than the jeans to be focused on. And so today I'm going to share with you an exercise that is not one created by me. Most of them that I share with you actually will be ones that have been created by me. But this particular exercise is called the Seven Whys. And I'm going to be making available to you a free worksheet that you can use to discover your personal why at the end of the podcast, and it'll also be in the show notes. But for now, let's talk about what this is all about and why it matters. So, as I just mentioned, most of us start with quite a shallow, almost superficial kind of why, like the skinny jeans or looking good in a bikini or a holiday's coming up. And please don't misunderstand me, because there's nothing wrong with those as goals or visions for ourselves, not at all. And in fact, I have a lot of people over the years who have said, oh, I know it sounds really superficial, but I just want to be able to X, Y, or Z. And I always stop them in their tracks and I say, it is not superficial. Like, it makes you feel better. It makes you feel the way you want to feel when you look the way you want to look. And there is nothing superficial about that. It's actually very important, because it affects your confidence and your self-esteem and the way you hold yourself in the world and in your relationships and in your work. I mean, the ripple effect is absolutely huge, bigger than we often realize. But that being said, as I mentioned, that will only get us so far. You know, once we're in the bikini or the skinny jeans or the holiday is over, then what, right? So we need something that's deeper. Deeper than the initial, more superficial, quote unquote, reason that we started with. So the Seven Whys exercise is a process that will help you start with that basic, more superficial level and go progressively deeper until you reach the point where you are very, very clear on what is driving you from a much deeper, long-lasting, and more meaningful place. And so in the worksheet that I'm making available, there's actually a couple of examples with two different women, one in her 20s and one in her 50s, to show two classic examples of how women of certain ages would relate to the question or the process that I'm sharing with you. And so it's called the Seven Whys because essentially you ask why seven times, but each time you ask why, you're building off the back of your previous answer, which enables you to go deeper, then deeper, then deeper, then deeper, and so on, until you get all the way to the bottom of why you really want to look and feel amazing. And so I'm going to share those two examples with you now so that you can get a feel for how they look. And then if you want to download the worksheet, like I say, I'll give you the URL so you can do that. And I really do encourage you, as one of the first steps on your journey, to put yourself through this process. Because when you have a why that really means something to you, it's like putting fuel in your tank that will last the whole journey and not just to the first little pit stop, right? And if you're serious about being healthy and happy and being the best version of you for as long as humanly possible in your life, then you want this. You want to know what your deeper why is. So let's get into it. All right. So example number one is from Maya, who's 57. And the starting question for the exercise is, what do you want to change about your body? Because really, the body is where this journey begins. The food is secondary. The food is what creates the body, effectively. But the body is our starting point for all of this. It's how we feel, it's how we look, and it's also the vehicle through which we experience and create our life. So the body, in my mind, is everything. So the question again is, what do you want to change about your body? And Maya's first response is, I want to lose 10 pounds and look 10 years younger. And I know what you're thinking. Who doesn't? All right. So then we take it to the next level by asking, why do you want to lose 10 pounds and look 10 years younger? And she responds with, because it will make me feel so much better. So then we come back with the second why. Why do you want to feel much better? And she responds, so I can feel happier with myself and feel more confident in the world. So we go on to our next why. Why do you want to feel happier with yourself and more confident in the world? And her reply is, because I want to get out there and do more things instead of hiding myself away. So then that becomes, why do you want to get out there and do more things? And she says, because I feel like life is passing me by and I don't want to waste it. So I'm going to pause here for a second because we're kind of halfway down the funnel, if you like, of this journey. And you can see how already in just a few questions, she's gone from, I want to lose 10 pounds and look 10 years younger, to, I feel like life is passing me by and I don't want to waste it. Which obviously is a lot more meaningful and evokes much more emotion, but we're not finished yet. So let's go back. So why do you want to get out there and do more things? And she responds, because I feel like life is passing me by and I don't want to waste it. So that becomes, why don't you want to waste your life? Which I know sounds like a really silly question, but it has to be asked. And she says, because we only get one shot at life and I want to make the most of the years that I have left. Why do you want to make the most of the years that you have left? Because there are still so many things I want to do and I want to live them to the fullest, feeling good about myself. And so why number seven is, why do you want to live life to the fullest, feeling good about yourself? And she says, because to not do so would be an awful shame and I can't do that to myself. All right, so again, to reiterate, Maya's starting point is, I want to lose 10 pounds and look 10 years younger. And her deeper why is, because not to live my life to the fullest, feeling good about myself, would be an awful shame and I can't do that to myself. Right? So you can see the impact of doing this short process. It literally takes just a few minutes, but it enables you to dig deep into that deeper why. And there's a saying which you may or may not have heard before, which is, your why should make you cry. And what that really means is that your why should touch a nerve within you so deeply that to not do the thing, and in this case, you know, to clean up the diet and create a new body, would just be beyond in terms of the sadness or the level of emotion around it. And that can go positive or negative. You know, it could be that your why makes you cry with joy, or your why makes you cry with sadness because you can't bear the thought of it. So example number two is Sonia, 25, and we start with the same question. So what do you want to change about your body? And she says, I want to lose all my extra weight and look hot, in capital letters, H-O-T. And so that becomes, why do you want to lose all your extra weight and look hot? And she says, because I'm sick of being overweight and not being hot. Obvious answer, I guess. Why are you sick of being overweight and not being hot? Because I feel so fat and unattractive most of the time. Why do you not want to feel fat and unattractive? Because I want to be able to go out dancing on whatever tight-fitting dress I want, feeling happy, free, confident, and gorgeous. Why do you want to feel happy, free, confident, and gorgeous? Because I'm young. I have my whole life ahead of me, and I want to look and feel my very best now and live my best life ASAP. Why do you want to live your best life ASAP? Because I'm in my mid-20s and this is the time to make it happen. Why is now the time to make it happen? Because I want to be in a great position with my body, life and career and feel that I've achieved a lot before I find a man to settle down with. That's very important to me. Why is being in a great position with your body, life and career before finding a man to settle down with important to you? Because I want to achieve these things on my own, so that I have these things for myself and enjoy my life fully independent of any guy. All right, so a thoroughly modern woman is our Sonia, and she's decided that she wants to accomplish all these things before there's a man in the picture. And good for her, quite frankly, I can relate. So Sonia has very different reasons to Maya in many respects because she's at a different point in her life. But ultimately, what this tends to come down to for just about everyone is living life to the full. And we all have different ideas as to what that looks like. The details may change, but the broad brushstrokes are generally the same, which is that we have this one wild and precious life, as the saying goes, and what are we going to do with it? And I know from experience, and I'm sure many of you do too, that living your life in a body that does not feel the way you want it to feel, and that can actually feel like more of a curse than a blessing, you know, it's not fun. It doesn't feel good to wake up every morning and look in the mirror and think, oh my gosh, what am I going to do about this? And then do nothing. And the reason why we do nothing is lack of knowledge, lack of time, lack of focus, lack of commitment, lack of urgency, lack of why. All right. So as I mentioned before, over all the different podcast episodes that will unfold, I'm going to be sharing a different tactic, strategy, tip, etc. in every episode to walk you further along this path. But if you're serious about changing your body and changing your life, then it starts with your why. You have to get intimate with yourself emotionally. You have to understand what is driving you, what is going to be that important to you that you're willing to do what it takes to make the changes. And again, I'm going to remind you that making the changes is not a bad thing, right? It can be fun, absolutely. It can be even more delicious than the food that you've got accustomed to or even addicted to. And the best part of all is that you can wake up one day, hopefully not too far from now, and absolutely love what you see in the mirror. And I remember squeezing that cellulite when I was 18, looking in the mirror and literally crying and thinking, how on earth am I going to look great when I'm in my 30s, 40s, 50s? How is that even possible if this is how it is now? And I remember reading in a book, because as I mentioned in episode number one, I read a lot of books during my 20s. And I read a specific book about cellulite. And in that book, it said that if your cellulite is very painful to the touch, even with a light touch, then pretty much game over. Like, don't expect to ever have that change too much. And that was pretty depressing to read because that's where I was. I was already in that position at 18 where it hurt to a gentle touch. And I refused to believe it. I mean, I'm glad, quite frankly, that I refuse to believe it, because now, even though I still have some, like most women, it's way less than I had when I was 18, and it certainly doesn't hurt to the touch. It doesn't even hurt when I press it really hard. So it's a very different situation to when I was younger, and I'm so glad that that younger version of me was willing to not believe everything that she read. But at the same time, she was willing to believe other things that she read and put them into practice. So where do you get this free worksheet? You can go to karennola.com/yourdeeperwhy. And there you'll be able to download the worksheet completely free of charge. And on that note, I really invite you, if you feel so called, to set up a brand new folder. I would love for you to start collecting these worksheets off the back of the podcast episodes, because there'll be a fair few of them, and also to store anything else that you download from my website, or if you end up working with me in a program or have coaching with me or whatever it may be, to have a binder, a ring binder, that becomes your new best friend and your ally on your personal journey to eat cleaner and live larger. So again, get your free worksheet at karennola.com/your deeper why, and I will look forward to helping you take the next step in episode 3. I'll be back very soon. Take care, have a great rest of your week, and bye for now. Hey there, I'm so happy that you joined me for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I look forward to sharing more with you very soon. In the meantime, if you are ready to start making changes, then hop on over to eatcleanerlivelarger.com and download the Eat Cleaner Live Larger roadmap. Let's get your journey to health, happiness and vitality started today.